Hello, Toastmasters, would-be Toastmasters, listeners and friends. You are very welcome to the Talk Show for Talkers here on irishtalkers.com. You can get in touch with us by sending us an email to info@irishtalkers.com. You can find us on Facebook, where we occasionally get round to making posts. Not often enough, I'm sure you'll say. But you can also find on our website in irishtalkers.com all our episodes for the past years, too long to talk about. My name is Moira O'Brien, and I am joined this week not by the famous Mr. Finnegan, because he's taking a week off. I am joined by the persuasive and politically non-aligned, particularly personable, Mr. Paul Omani. Paul, welcome back to the Talk Show for Talkers. It's a long time since we've had you on the show. You are most welcome.
You're Moira O'Brien, you're much too kind and generous.
I know.
And rather voluble today.
To a fault. Okay, what do we have in store for you this week? Well, it's our magazine show, so we'll have our normal three sections. First one, Paul will be...
Oh, before you go on to
yes.
that, can I just mention to listeners something that we don't usually reveal?
I feel that something is going to come up that I don't really want to hear about, but I'll shut up.
You may leave the room if you wish.
I will.
But this week's show is being recorded on the 7th of March. Thursday, the 7th of March, which is a red letter day. It's the day before International Women's Day, and that's relevant because there are more women members of Toastmasters than men. But the main reason I'm mentioning that the 7th of March is the day we record this, Moira, is that I have news for you. Today is your birthday. Today is your birthday. Happy birthday to you. And that's all my wife and daughter will allow me to.
I think that
to refrain. So yes, on your birthday. So
we'll
that was
spare
the
listeners
that
to
was
any more
the unusual interruption.
Okay, thank you very much for that. Where was I? Oh yes, what are we going to have today? Well, we're going to start off with what is entitled "I hear your opinion, but I don't know its value." We'll find more about that very soon. We'll have a word of the day. And I'm going to be looking at going back to first principles when you're talking about preparing a speech. So we'll call it speech basics. Okay, to start off with, let's hand over to Mr. Paul Omani, who is going to talk a little bit about debating. Paul, over to you.
Thank you, Moira. And the subject of my communications today is indeed debating. I must tell you something important, Moira, and by implication, all the listeners. The most useful thing to know about you is your opinion. This has been proved by a lot of research conducted by authorities, but there we have it. I submit a motion for your consideration that the most useful thing about you is your opinion, because you have hundreds of them. You are an opinionated person. I have yet, perhaps you have, like me, never met an unopinionated person.
True.
An opinion.
An opinion indeed.
Ah, they come out very easily. Yes, indeed. So, opinions matter. Tell me, when is the last time you realized that your opinion on a topic or a matter was different from another person? Another person you were face to face with, for example. How long is it since you not only had a difference of opinion with somebody, but entered into an argument with somebody?
I would say about 75 years ago.
About your opinion. And then set out to persuade them to change their mind. Now, for you to consider, the topic, as Morris said, is debating. Usually in Toastmasters, I want to put debating in context. Usually people make speeches, the audience listens, and the speaker is given help to improve their communication next time. That's one of the core four foundations of Toastmasters International. The four key
principles?
They're like the four things on which Toastmasters International stands. It stands for four things. It offers four things, really. And one of them is the chance to practice communicating on a topic. And one of the purposes of every single topic is to persuade the audience of something. So you go to your Toastmasters club and you deliver a prepared speech. And your prepared speech is probably, correct me if I'm wrong, your opinion on something. Based on your experience, my opinion and advice to you is that you should, for example, buy yourself a particular type of camera and experiment with using it so that you'll be able to put up top-class images on your club's Facebook page. That would be a perfectly reasonable speech for somebody to give, wouldn't it, Moira?
It would.
It would. That's your opinion. Excellent. Right. What doesn't happen normally in a Toastmasters club is nobody in the audience stands up or sits down and says, I don't agree with you. I don't agree with what you said. No, we are, dare I say, too polite to say that we disagree with what the speaker has said. Debating is the art of persuading somebody to change their mind. And it is a process by which two sides of a coin are pitted against each other in order to see which side has put forward the most convincing case. There is an emphasis on being rational about things, being logical, and not being particularly emotional. In other words, you argue using the principles of reason. In other words, something can neither be, no, something may not be and not be at the same time. The OAP,
old age pensioner,
debating,
like me,
is opinion, O, A, argument, and P, persuasion. And that is the situation you find yourself in when you have a difference of opinion with somebody and you wish to persuade them to change their mind. Every Toastmasters meeting gives you a chance to practice communicating. Every meeting, which has got prepared speeches and impromptu speeches, gives you that. Debating is exactly the same. A debate meeting at a Toastmasters club gives you a chance to communicate something and speak in a prepared way and in an impromptu way. The reason I'm talking about debating is that there isn't a project within the education program which requires you to conduct a debate. But in your day-to-day life during the week, it's highly likely that you are going to come across differences of opinion with people, and it's highly likely that occasionally you're going to get into an argument, and it is extremely likely during the coming week that you will wish to persuade somebody of something. And therein lies the difference between ordinary speech making practice in Toastmasters and debating, because your opinion about something has a certain amount of value. And most speeches involve expressing that opinion. In debating, on the other hand, your own opinion is of much less value than the views of people who are authorities on the subject. Authority matters in debating. For example, if I say to you, according to the editorial in the New York Times, there is research that suggests that men dream more frequently than women. That is a statement that you find, or you might find, in a place of authority. The New York Times is a pretty well-respected newspaper. The New York Times has cited its source, piece of research by a team of people from Harvard, for example. And if you found yourself expressing your opinion that, for example, women dream more than men, and somebody else was to say, well, according to last week's editorial, which quoted the research by Harvard, wouldn't you be much more likely to change your opinion than simply if I said to you, no, men dream much more than women? You can just see it by the look on their face in the morning when they wake up. You can tell men have been dreaming more than women. So there today is the key distinction between conventional speeches and what you need to do in order to persuade people in a debate about a topic. I do hope this has whetted your appetite to practice debating skills in your club, but I think there's a lot more that needs to be said about how to hold a debate, and we'll come back to that, won't we, Moira?
We will.
In a future episode.
We will. Thank you for that, Paul. I won't debate with you how good or how bad your presentation was in terms of persuading me that debating is a good thing.
But there's only one authority in that situation. You are the only authority, because nobody in the audience can say, Moira, you have been persuaded. I know you think you haven't been persuaded, which is an opinion, of course.
Of course.
But you are an authority. You can say convincingly, I have not been persuaded. That is a situation.
Well, I am persuaded, Paul, that because we have two dogs in the studio today who have not met before and are therefore very interested in exploring each other and clumping around the studio with their claws, noisy claws.
Well, one of them is an English setter.
And the other is a
lurcher. Belonging to me, and the other is a lurcher.
Yes.
Yes. Great. I suggest that the website, our website, should contain a photograph of the two of them together.
They should. It should. And let's face it, they are the bedrock of our family society, aren't they?
Well, what an interesting word. Bedrock. What on earth is a bedrock?
I tell you,
if you go out into the garden and you dig a hole, at some point you're going to hit rock.
This is true.
And that is indeed what a bedrock is. It is the stone that you meet when you dig down under the earth. However, the reason I've brought forward the word bedrock to be our word of the week is because it connects in some way with the earlier discussion about opinion. What is worth saying is that, for example, your opinion is the bedrock of your faith. Your politics is the bedrock of your personality. In other words, bedrock means foundation, means the foundation of your way of life is, for example, your political beliefs. Your political beliefs are the bedrock of your behavior. Bedrock, B-E-D-R-O-C-K, a fresh word to consider using in your club during your next communication.
Indeed, sir. And it first came into the language in the 1840s and 1850s.
Oh, now I did not research that today.
Well, so I am notorious.
I'm very grateful to you, because you would otherwise have exposed my... now I know it came in, and where did it come from, by the way? Bedrock.
It's a definition of... Well, an Americanism dating back... Bed plus rock. Bed being what you lie on, I suppose, and rock being a rock. So bed, rock, meh.
Well, there we are. Bedrock is... Yeah. And since a huge proportion of people who join Toastmasters do so in order to become more fluent and competent at communicating in English.
And more grounded.
And more grounded. Oh, I love that. Yes, indeed. So learning English is the bedrock, perhaps, of their membership.
Very much so.
There we are.
Let's move on, because this has we've consumed a lot of time already, and let's try now to look at the basics of speech writing. Now, I have to be careful here, because what I'm talking about today is not how to sit down and write a speech, but what are the sort of principles that are going to surround the way we're going to think about putting a speech together. And I'm going to start off with how long a speech should be. And you may say, why, Moira, are you talking about how long? Because we know it's got to be 5 to 7 minutes. That's very true. A 5 to 7 minute speech. But how can you guarantee that your speech is only going to be 7 minutes long? Long, and not 7 minutes and 31 seconds, as one or two of us have experienced and been disqualified accordingly. Well, there is a very simple way of doing it. First of all, find out how fast you actually speak. Now, you can do this in a number of ways. You could sit there with a stopwatch and time yourself talking, and that's going to give you an idea today, this moment, this minute, what speed your speech is, but that may not be representative. What is better is to record yourself, record your speeches, and use one of the AI tools which now are becoming more and more available to us. And there is one useful one which Toastmasters gives us, which is Udly.
Oh, this is artificial intelligence.
So they say.
Rather than your own. Artificial intelligence, yes, right, yes.
So Udly is available if you go into the front page of Toastmasters International and you look at your own front page and you scroll down to the bottom to the Toastmasters things that they're going to give you, and there you'll see Udly. If you click on that link, it'll take you to Udly, and you can upload or record, it's entirely up to you, video and or audio directly to Udly. And Udly will then analyze that, and it'll give you a number of very useful things. So let me just put the Udly site up. And of course, I had it all prepared, didn't I? And I don't know where it is now. It's gone.
Well, the listeners, meanwhile, are actually booting up Udly themselves, Moira.
Well, I would hope so.
Yes.
And I must have closed it down because it's not here anymore. But it will give you how many crutch words you have used. It'll give you how many less important words you've used. Things like just and well and...
Are they called weak words?
Weak words, that's the one, yes.
And that,
not W-E-E-K, but
yes,
W-E-A-K.
It's not words you use every week. Exactly. It's weak words,
exactly.
Yes.
It's a useful thing, but the other thing, of course, it does give you is it measures your speaking speed. Now, I've put a number of speeches of mine up to Udly, and it's given me a range of speaking. And I always say to myself, well, I actually speak at 100 words a minute. But it's not true, because I actually speak at an average of around about 125 to 130 words per minute. And that includes my pauses. And I am a pauser. I try to use pauses very deliberately in my speeches. Okay, how can we use this then in preparing a speech? Well, the first thing that I do, because I have in my mind this 100 words a minute, I look for a 700 word speech, for a 7 minute speech. And I will write my speech literally to come to 700 words as a starter. I then record that speech, and I record it trying to represent how I would normally give a speech, and then I'll see how long did that actually take. And it will usually come out around about 6 minutes or 6 minutes 10, because I do speak faster than 100 words per minute. So now I know I've got a bit of flexibility in how many words I can put into this speech. So maybe I can expand a little bit on this section, or cut a bit out there, but I can make something more in this section. And then I'm going to get to something which is maybe around 740, 750, maximum maybe 800 words a minute. And I've got a good chance of coming in within the 7 minutes and 30 seconds, which we are allowed. Now, there are some things that you have to take into account. You have to take into account places where you are going to deliberately pause for effect. Other places where you know you're going to slow down and you're going to become very deliberate in the way that you express yourself. And these are obviously going to change the timing a bit. The other one is possibly the most important one, is if you put any humour in your speech, you must allow the audience time not only to laugh, but also to absorb the humour and then laugh. And this could be a significant matter of seconds. If you just carry on and talk over the laughter, you're losing impact and you're disrespecting the audience. So beware. Now, those are a few things that are going to come into play when you're deciding the actual number of words that you're going to put into your speech to be within that 5 to 7 minute window, or 7.5 minute window, let's say. To be sure, you practice. And you record yourself each time you practice. And you make a note of the times that you actually took speaking.
Do you know what? You sound like an advanced speaker, taking this matter of preparing what you're going to do at your local club, or indeed your advanced international online club or whatever. You're taking this pretty seriously, aren't you?
Paul.
Yes.
Can I instruct you on one of the basic principles of speech making?
Of course.
Yeah. That is that in order to make a good speech, you have to pay attention to every single aspect of the speech. And that is the preparation, the words that you use, the method that you use in constructing the speech, the points that you're going to put across, the message that you wish the audience to hear, the takeaway that the audience is going to get from your speech.
I hope there aren't any more.
Well, that's more or less it. But the delivery of the speech has a whole new number of things that we're going to look at. All we've looked at here is the preparation of one aspect of the speech. How many words?
My opinion is that the people who listen to this podcast are people who take their own talent for communication very seriously. So I think you're on the right wavelength as you outline all the different things that have to be done.
I hope so. And the more attention that you pay to your speech preparation, all aspects of it, the better a speaker you're going to become.
Well, surely that's enough of your speech for today.
I think it's more than enough of my speech for today, and yeah. I'm going to bring this podcast to a clamoring close. Is that a good word?
Yeah. Nice piece of alliteration there.
Before we hit the bedrock of our... I will not put this podcast to Udly because it'll pick me up on all those ums. Let's say this is the end of the show. Do join us again next week for our interview show, where we will hope to have another interesting interview from the world of public speaking.
Who is it next week, by the way?
Now you're putting me on the spot because I'm not the interview searcher, finder person. That person might well be sitting in front of me.
Well, I thought actually that you were going to say, there's absolutely no way, Paul, I'm going to tell you that.
Well, there is no way.
Who that person's indeed going to be on the day.
And having had two past international presidents, a current international president, as well as a past international president in the last few episodes, it's going to be quite hard to come up with someone who can actually beat those two esteemed ladies. So that's it. Sorry, we're going to end it here. Goodbye for now. Moira O'Brien, signing off. And Paul Amani.
Paul Amani.
Most welcome.
Ulla Boss.
Ulla Boss. Bye for now. See you next week.